This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Today in my series of informal chats with the six Democratic candidates for mayor of Philadelphia, a conversation with Pennsylvania State Senator Anthony Williams. He and I sat down together at an African-American-owned small business in Center City last month. Among other things, I asked him about his relationships with two important figures in his life, his grandfather and his father, the late State Senator Hardy Williams. The late senator's birthday took place a few days before our interview did. So, Senator Williams, I'd love to hear a story about your childhood that sums up who you are.
That's a great point. My grandfather used to walk me after he got paid. So I might have been like 5 or 6 years old. He lived in Haverford in a working class house, and he used to cross Haverford College and take me every week or 2 weeks, I don't know when he got paid, to get a toy from a place called Kitty City. And so that did a lot of things that I didn't realize at the time. One, it obviously bonded with a parental figure who happened to be my grandfather, and a household that was organized with a grandmother who took care of the home, and so it gave me peace and understanding what that meant, the quality of family. He walked me across the college campus and introduced me to college before my parents did, and I didn't know what that was, and he said, this is where you're going to go one day. It was green space, open space, and so, you know, I'm a city kid, but I love open space and greenery and parks and things like that, which people find is odd. And my attachment to the past and the present, so Kitty City is out of business, but, you know, I have a grandson who's 18 months old, and I can't wait to take him to the new toy store. So I guess that's the best one I could tell you.
Yeah, I went to Kitty City as well.
Yeah. Best part of that story was I'm a married guy of 20 years, and I learned how to become, I was married before, got divorced, and now 20 years later married, because I learned what my grandfather taught me, and that's pretty much my wife's in charge. So... my grandfather, in order to get that money to go to Kitty City, because he used to take his check home and give it to my grandmother who paid all the bills, he would steal from himself. So he had the money to go to Kitty City and spoil his grandson.
Tell me about your relationship with your late father, Senator Hardy Williams. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try to get through this because my dad's birthday was 3 days ago. Today.
This is hard for you. Okay.
Just a moment. Good heart. Not bad heart. It's a good heart. I'm just missing. And I'm so sorry.
Let me stop.
Just sorry.
Okay. Take a moment. Mm-hmm. Maybe in terms of picking up on that thought.
We can do it. I miss him because obviously it's something he would love to be a part of. And he would give a lot
love
of.
Love to be a part of watching you run for
mayor. Yeah, he would. He would love to do this. And we talk every morning when I pray. And he gives constructive advice. I truly believe this. Sounds hokey, but all the things that have happened for me in terms of this race, being able to raise money, having a base of a constituency that is following me, is loyal to me, being able to expand beyond just the demographic of African Americans, building upon what he did when he ran, and that is Jewish, Polish, Italian, Irish, people embracing me in ways that people would not expect, come out of him and come out of relationships that he established for me, and a pattern of openness and character and caring for people that you see beyond yourself. So it's one that he imprinted upon me personally, and it follows me politically.
You acquired your state senate seat back in 1989, mm-hmm. and you were able to take over your father's seat when mm-hmm. he decided not to file for re-election,
right.
kind of last minute there.
Right.
It's an interesting story.
I'll tell it. So, and I know how people look at it. I mean, some people think it's cunning, those who love me, those those who love me think it's cunning. Those who think that don't particularly like me think it's calculated and manipulative. And I accept both. It doesn't really matter. The truth is, my dad was not in a good space relative to his health. I didn't know it. He didn't know it. We didn't know what the memory loss was about. And he arrived literally 4 days before the filing date or something like that, when he told me he wasn't going to run and that I should file my own petitions. And I had gone through this before with him when he said he was going to retire. He didn't retire, so I thought he was pulling my leg, frankly. That's why I didn't invest any time. I was worried about my election, re-election as a state rep. And so when he told me, it was like last minute, I circulated petitions for him. I circulated petitions for myself, state rep and Senate for myself and Senate for him. And another person also filed, knew about the same day I did. We filed across the weekend, and my petition survived the challenges. I mean, I had legitimately filed petitions. The other person did not.
And you ran for both seats, basically.
Yeah, I did. Actually, I did. Mm-hmm.
If you had to walk every street of Philadelphia, where would you prefer to walk? Where would you not walk at all? And why?
I'd prefer to walk in a park as opposed to a street, simply because it gives me solitude and I enjoy the moment where you are in greenery and a mode of nature. Philadelphia has, I guess, the fifth most acreage of any city in America relative to parks, and I think that's a great thing. Where I wouldn't walk?
Maybe out of safety concerns, maybe out of, I don't know.
I don't have those. I'm a big guy. And where I grew up, I was able to take care of myself, so I never had those feelings. Where I really wouldn't want to walk is where people don't like other people. I don't know where that is in Philadelphia, and I really haven't experienced that. I think Philadelphia is a tremendous place, but if there's a place that people tell me that, you know, there's a rejection of a type of Philadelphian, then I'm probably not going to be comfortable in that space.
Well, thank you so much, Senator Anthony Williams, speaking with me, the Democratic candidate for mayor. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.